8:51, and from the 42nd Ward downtown, Alderman Brendan Riley represents about 40,000 businesses, and his area represents more than 50% of the city's economic activity. Good morning, Alderman. You know, we want to get somebody from the Chicago Police Department here to talk about the crime problems, but we can't. They're not talking. And so let me put a few questions to you. First, what are they telling you about why those mobs of people were downtown last weekend?
So it was organized on social media platforms, and this is actually an annual event. Apparently, the first weekend of December is a special weekend for kids across Chicago, and they decide to come downtown in huge groups and create mayhem. And what's most frustrating, Bob, is that the Chicago Police Department's intelligence unit did great work. They had the intel, and we had advanced warning that these kids were coming, and the resources were deployed, which was great, but it appears there was no plan. And that is the most frustrating thing for me, is that when you have good intel and you've got the resources to deal with it, and then the mayhem ensues anyway, that's an unacceptable outcome. And so the plan that I've been asking for months, supposedly is being developed, but it is frustrating that the department is not speaking publicly about these plans, because I think the public needs some reassurance that these guys know what they're doing and it's not going to happen again. So
you can't blame it on the rank and file, the men and women of the police force, if there's no plan. And that really surprises me that they knew this was going to happen, and then they did nothing to prepare for it. I can't believe that.
That's right, Bob. And, you know, look, our police officers, the rank and file, are working their tails off. And so it's not for a lack of their effort, but you need direction from the top. And it appears that didn't happen last weekend. And there are some basics here, Bob. I mean, we all know how the vast majority of these kids get downtown. It's on the trains. And we know where the stations are located downtown. Well, maybe we put the cops at the train station to greet the kids at the station. But that didn't happen.
They've done that before with success.
With great success. And several superintendents used that tactic, and it worked. Why is that not in the playbook? And why don't we have cops on the train, on the actual trains, when we know this is going to happen? It's mind-boggling. I don't get it.
I've got another question for you. I remember when we had all the problems in the summertime, they were deploying, and I think these were police academy folks, young officers. And granted, they're not experienced, but still, their presence along Michigan Avenue was a deterrent. Why isn't that happening anymore?
Well, it's funny. The department calls those scarecrows. The problem is that those cadets need to have a supervisor. They can't engage in police activity without one. And they're also on fixed posts, meaning they can't leave that corner they're standing on. So while they do look good, and certainly their presence is welcome, and I appreciate them, they aren't nearly as effective as a tactical unit with trained officers who can go and catch the bad guys. And so I think the department shifted towards tactical units with, you know, established veteran police officers to handle these things. But what happened last weekend with the hundreds of kids that came downtown, that deterrent effect was not going to work with this. They were determined to come down here and do what they did. And by all counts, they're planning on trying to do it again this weekend. And so I have calls into the police superintendent. And the deputy chief, I have not connected with the superintendent yet. I better connect with him before Friday. But this is completely unsatisfactory. And again, to your point, it's not for lack of work ethic. The officers that show up, they do the work that they're directed to do.
Right.
They do it well.
Yes, they
but
do.
But you need direction.
Yep.
You need leadership.
The mayor says has said that some of the businesses, for example, on Michigan Avenue, need to do what businesses do in other parts of the world. More security guards at the door, buzzers to be let in. But I think it would be a shame if we have to resort to that to keep the peace. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's fair to blame retailers for a public safety issue, right? So I don't know that that's properly assigning the blame. Look, you know, high-end retailers need to secure their property. They need to press charges when the cops go and catch these folks. And I think the mayor is a bit frustrated that some retailers refuse to press charges because they don't like the optics. They don't like the bad public relations that comes with that. And for a police officer who does good work and catches these folks, that's incredibly frustrating to go and do the good police work and then not have that person prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if the person's prosecuted, it's only a 50-50 proposition that there will be any kind of accountability because of the way the state's attorney's office handles these things. They look at retail theft as no big deal. And these kids are immediately released onto the street within hours of being caught. And guess what? They go and do it again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, the police are doing the work, but there's no accountability and there's no deterrent. If there's no consequences for stealing $30,000 worth of purses, guess what? That person's going to go and do it again and again.
Well, the cops I talk to are as frustrated as you are and as I am. And it sure sounds to me like the buck stops at the superintendent's desk. So keep us posted. Will you, Alderman? Appreciate it.
I will, Bob.
Thank you very much. It's Brendan Riley, downtown 42nd Ward Alderman. We'll get all the news to you next at 9 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.